This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1495. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. In this edition, recorded January 13th, DXN Station News from Australia, Greenland, Indonesia, Kuwait, Sarawak, Mali, Mauritania, Suriname, and Tennessee. Reactivations from Brazil and Colombia. Future plans from Cuba, Ecuador, France, Israel. Program tips from Marti, Gabon, Netherlands, Sweden, WWCR. Intruders on 40 meters. English from Philippines and Tibet. And the Propagation Outlook. Nigel Pimlet and Mick Dummage have joined Don Moman at his antenna farm in Lamont, Alberta, for another weekend DX session. Among the interesting logs, the upper end of the medium wave band, Radio Simban in Australia, 2368.5, Greek Talk, best level ever noted. Says Nigel, January 11th at 1056 UT, and ID at 1106. But they also heard some expanders from Brisbane, Australia. At least that's the presumption of the station in Chinese on 1656 kilohertz at 1517, Voice of Australian Chinese. And there was Hindi on 1701.05 kilohertz at 1515. At least that's the language presumed. They did copy a website for Radio Brizvani, which is spelled Brisvani. It seems a 25-meter Brazilian has been reactivated. At least this is the first time I've heard it lately. It's supposedly 11750, but actually slightly low in frequency, around 11749.9. January 8th at 0648, I was hearing singing in Portuguese, heterodyning something on the proper frequency. That would be Radio Voz Missionaria in Florianópolis, Santa Catarina. Actually, the transmitter site is in a different town in the same state. It had been listed as irregular or not heard for a few months. I was hearing exactly the same heterodyne 17 hours later at 2344 UT against China. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal was also hearing the revived Voz Missionaria, which is in Balneário Camboriú, Santa Catarina, as Edison Bacorni points out in the Radio Escutas group. It was reported by Carlos in Portugal January 9th at 2306, also about a tenth of a kilohertz low in frequency and parallel to 9665.04. And furthermore, confirmed by another Brazilian DXer, Jorge Freitas in Bahia, at 1502 UT on January 11th. An unexpectedly reactivated shortwave station in Colombia, that's good news. The one on 6035 La Voz del Guaviare, heard by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy on January 6th at 0120 with some really nice songs, he says, heard again after months off the air, but some interference from 6040. Confirmed by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia. He heard it January 9th from 2015 to 2035 in the daytime. He says it's in San Jose, Colombia. La Voz del Guaviare reactivated after several months off the air, leading him to believe it had closed down its short wave. In fact, he had not heard it since last March. That musical programming and ID for 1180 AM and mentioned their affiliation with Radio Cadena Nacional, and with a full ID as Voz del Guaviare, the name of a river and a department. Another catch at the Alberta DX session by Nigel Pimlet et al. Was Radio San Carlos, Costa Rica, second harmonic we've been hearing on 2859.8, but made it quite a bit further, all the way up to Alberta, January 10th. Usually it had been closing down a few minutes after 0200 UT, but on January 10th, he says it was already off at 0101. fair to good signal before that with some slow fades. And it was also off earlier than usual the next evening. Keith Barone, now safely in Taiwan, provides some more sensitive information about China and Cuba, two countries where he's formerly worked in broadcasting. He says, my source at China Radio International informs me a meeting took place January 7th and 8th at the Ministry of Communications, including officials from the Ministry of Culture, the state admin of film, radio, and TV, that's also the agency which handles jamming, Ministry of Propaganda, CRI, and Cuban government officials. The meeting was to discuss the leasing of land in Cuba to the Chinese. A few months ago, I informed you about a ship that left the port of Tianjin that was bound for Cuba containing containers of broadcast equipment. I managed to get a little bit more on the contents. Three 250-kilowatt transmitters, two 500-kilowatt transmitters. They are copies of Continental Electronics transmitters made by a division of the Jiangxi Honggu Aviation Industry Group Corporation. Also five HRS-type antennas. And those are copies of Thales Broadcast Multimedia, once owned by France's group. They were built by a division of the China Leihua Electronic Technology Company. He says that's all I have so far about this. So it looks as if China is getting all set to set up a new shortwave site in Cuba. The question is whether it would be used exclusively for CRI, for jamming, or for Radio Havana Cuba, or a combination. Not everything on Radio Marti is political or even has anything to do with Cuba. I've been hearing an enjoyable program called Arte Latino, Latin Art, Saturdays and Sundays at 1430 UT, when the frequencies in use are 15330, 13820, and 11930. Check them all. You may find one of them has a jamming level that is low enough where you are to make it listenable. On January 10th, it was about the modern tango composer from Argentina, Astor Piazzolla. Looking at the Radio Marti schedule, I find they have the time zones mixed up, and it's apparently out of date, even though it displays the current date and the current week. But according to it, this Arte Latino program is scheduled Saturdays and Sundays at three different times each day, 14:30, 21:30, and UT Sundays and Mondays at 0100. HCJB has upset its Spanish-speaking listeners by announcing it's canceling its Mailbag and DX programs at the end of January. No more Aventura DXista. However, Alan Graham assures me that DX Party Line in English will be continuing and will be broadcast, as always, by WRMI and HCJB Australia. Also, some sad news came from HCJB Global via Ralph Kurtenbach that on January 3rd, Helen Howard died. Longtime listeners may remember her, the wife of Clayton Howard, as they both hosted DX Party Line until 1984. They were living, and he is still living, at a retirement community in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Via the Media Network blog, you'll find some old photos of them and an excerpt, thanks to YouTube, of the final DX Party Line with Clayton and Helen Howard, obviously recorded off shortwave. As we recorded last week, there were threats of another strike at Radio France International as of January 7th, but not quite clear whether one would actually happen. Mike Cooper brought us up to date on the 7th. AFP reports that the indefinite strike at RFI was postponed for 24 hours after only 2% of employees participated. RFI said 97% of its programs would air despite the strike. And our monitoring for the next couple of days indicated normal operations. That is, they were not just filling with music on their shortwave broadcasts. As of January 12th, Kai Ludwig in Germany summed up the situation as he understands it from press reports online. Radio France International wants to get rid of 201 employees and offered a payoff. Not just 201, but 270 staff members indicated their interest in this offer, bringing the discussions about layoffs to a sudden end. Now the union officials no longer demand RFI keep all staff, but instead demand that all 270 interested employees get the payoff package. It seems even unionists consider this move as ridiculous. In any event, sounds bad for RFI listeners. Here's a bit of progress, if you can call it that. According to Andy Sennett Media Network blog, RFI English has expanded its live stream to include evening broadcasts to Africa at 16 and 17 UT. The morning ones are already available. The only one still not available live is at 1200. Well, I wasn't aware there was one at 1700 anymore. At least there's not been on shortwave for quite some time. Our regular listener, Kent D. Murphy in West Virginia, would like a reply on the air to this question. Do you have any info on the Kilimanjaro music program I used to be able to hear on Africa One Gabon? It should be on 15475 at 17 UT. I hope you can tell your listeners how to hear this interesting program. Well, I'm afraid as long as they keep it on the schedule at that hour, we can only await the eventual promised resuscitation of their other transmitter on 15475 and at other times on 17630. Or we can hope to pull it in on 9580, which can be heard well at other times. For example, at 2032 UT, reported by Harold Froge in Michigan, with a great variety of Afro music, including Gabonese rap. This was 20 over 9. Another welcome discovery this week, not really a reactivation, but one of our favorite former shortwave personalities has been located, Larry Wayne, who used to be with Deutsche Welle. Last July, there was an item in DX Listening Digest wondering if anyone knew what had become of him, and someone has just read that and has the answer. Rob Subkoviak, K9NYO, says he's been tracked down by another member of what used to be the Chicago Area DX Club, Austin Kelly. Larry Wayne is now living in Sweden. He went there to join his Swedish wife after he left Deutsche Welle, and furthermore, he's doing a radio program every week and has a website about it. It's www.larryjazz.com, and you may guess what kind of music he plays on a Swedish radio station, Radioactive on 103.9 FM, but they also have a live stream. It's Mondays at 20 until 22 UT, and I listened to it this week. Great to hear Larry Wayne again, although his voice has certainly aged along with him, and I suspect he's no longer accompanied by Jezzy the Cat Wadam. This week, his theme on the program was old jazz music with the word black in the title. The website is www.radioactive.se. Oh yes, he does the program in English, but you'll find the commercials are in Swedish. Thanks also to Christian Tyrell, K-A-1-T-E-F, who was raising the question about where Larry Wayne might be. You may read much more about this and everything else you hear on this week's program in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which it is based. It's number 10-02. You can access it via our website, worldofradio.org. This is World of Radio number 1495. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Michael Gorniak and Therese Sorensen in Minnesota, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Another method is to use PayPal to this account, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Standard disclaimer. We've had several reports lately of KNR Radio in Greenland on 3815 USB for their evening transmission from approximately 2100 to 2215 UT. But now in shortwave bulletins, Stig Adelson in Sweden confirms hearing the other broadcast in the local afternoon between 1500 and 1614, December 30th on 3814.98. He says it was quite an unexciting program. And it just cuts off the air according to a timer. Unfortunately for the intruder watching hams who would like to have 7100 to 7200 kilohertz exclusively as they are entitled, Guinea seems to have expanded its transmissions on 7125. For quite a while they would be hearing in the afternoons and evenings, but now I'm hearing them in the mornings at various times between 06 and 0700. Programming in French, discussing the political situation. And, of course, not many broadcasters still to be heard in that part of the spectrum. However, in Guinea, they have probably more urgent things to be concerned about than adhering to ITU regulations. Another serious intruder into the 40-meter ham band, a portion which is worldwide exclusively ham radio, reported by Joe's Jacob in India. 7035 kilohertz had a strong carrier and low modulation January 8th at 0210. He says it must be the Delhi Kingsway transmitter of All India Radio, supposed to be on 7235, which was missing. 7035 was causing a lot of problems for the amateurs. Well, it sounds like it may have been yet another of many punch-up errors by All India Radio technicians, just getting one digit wrong on the frequency. Voice of Indonesia continues to be missing during the 14 UT hour from 9526 variable, when there used to be a Malay language broadcast. Atsunori Ishida in Japan has a web page where he posts the latest info about what's left of shortwave broadcasting from Indonesia as he monitors it. He says the Voice of Indonesia has changed its schedule for the previous hours. Now it's at 1000 in English, 1100 in Chinese, 1200 in Japanese, and 1300 in English again. Chinese and Japanese had been for half an hour, but now they've been expanded again to one-hour broadcasts. And there was another report indicating something other than English at 2000 UT when he checked their webcast. The following hardly matters to shortwave listeners, since Israel canceled most of its shortwave broadcasts except for Persian language. But for those who may be trying to hear them online, this report from Haaretz via Dale Park in Hawaii. IBA considers a lockout to counter a radio strike threat. Technicians are expected to begin work sanctions January 17th as part of their battle against budget cuts being instituted at the state agency. Management is weighing various offensive and defensive measures to keep employers, I guess they mean employees, from taking control of the situation. IBA Director General Mordecai Sklar would ask the board for authority to call a lockout. If that happens, IBA could suspend broadcasts at Channel 1 television as well as at its several radio stations. Radio Kuwait is yet another station that's unreliable in getting its own scheduled broadcasts on the air properly. Robert Förster in Germany says on January 9th at 18:15, they were in Arabic instead of English on 11.990. He says no trace of the English service, at least on 25 meters. However, on other occasions, it's been on 11.630 by mistake. Mong Lao Radio was missing again the weekend of January 9th and 10th from WHRI, supposed to be on 11.785 between 14 and 15 UT. Here you can't miss it since it's a super signal when on. However, the other Hmong program was still airing Saturday at 1500 Hmong World Christian Radio. Their website still claimed to be carrying Hmong Lao Radio, so we'll just have to see what happens subsequent weekends. The transmitter was completely off the air, not just carrying something else. As of January 11th, Andy Sennett writes on the Media Network blog, the Madagascar relay resumes its full schedule on 17 January, following the fire on Christmas Eve. All transmitters are now working again, but colleagues in Madagascar still need to do some additional work to clean up after the fire and create a reliable and safe situation. So they're waiting until Sunday the 17th to resume the full schedule. Some more unexpected good news. In fact, a DXer's dream come true. I've been lamenting that China, a Beijing transmitter of CNR1 on 5030, has always been blocking Malaysia Sarawak, the same frequency in our mornings. We could usually tell that it was there underneath. But as of January 9th, Ron Howard in California discovered that China was absent, clearing the frequency for Sarawak, heard at 1340, and signing off around 1600. That has continued to be the case the next few days, and we hope that China is permanently off. Seichi Hasegawa of Nagoya DX Circle in Japan told Ron that it appears they've moved that frequency to 6125, where he's now hearing two transmitters from China, and the daytime frequency corresponding is 9675. I've tried just about every morning, and finally, on January 12th, I had the best reception so far of Malaysia Sarawak, especially when Cuba was weaker than usual, between 1430 and fade out here around 1530. It's apparently all in Malay. I did notice that their slightly late 2-pip time signal at 1500 came through much louder than the surrounding program modulations, so I wish they would turn that up. The World Radio TV Handbook says the interval signal of RTM Sarawak is a musical phrase played on a native instrument, the sape, alternating between the notes A and F. The editor of AfricaList.de.ms, Torsten Hallmann in Germany, says from Mali, 7285 variable is not heard this year so far, and the possible alternative 11960 is still inactive. He's only hearing Mali between 08 and 18 UT on 9635. One can never be sure whether ORTM Mauritania will be on the air or not, 4845, but the last few mornings it has been when I checked between 06 and 0700. Quite a good signal, around S9 plus 12, but the modulation is not commensurate. During this hour, they usually have some, what I find to be, soporific chanting. In Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves says he's even been able to hear Mauritania on medium wave at midday, 783 kilohertz, before and after 1300 UT on the 11th of January, with news in Arabic. In between two frequencies interfering from Spain. And very good on the shortwave parallel then, 7245. Mike Terry reports that Radio Netherlands has a new program from the first week of January to the second week of April called Hear the World. A fascinating musical journey. The first program featured African artists. I suppose they would prefer for you to download it rather than try to find it on shortwaves, so check the website www.rnw.nl. Between 15 and 16 UT, I'm consistently hearing Radio Veritas Asia's relay via Vatican, even though it's aimed in the opposite direction back toward the Middle East for guest workers there originating in the Philippines. It's supposedly in Tagalog, and we often hear some English expressions thrown in. But on Sunday, January 10th, the hour was entirely in English. It was a Catholic religious service. Not to be confused with the pseudo-Catholics at KJES in New Mexico, scheduled on that same frequency at that same hour. However, KJES has been missing from all its transmissions for some time. We suspect their transmitter may have finally died. Alex Wellner in Australia says, I checked Serbia 6100 several times at 1930 UT when it should be in English, according to their schedule, but instead it was in Serbian. Some reports of Radio Apinti in Suriname on 4990. I believe it's a 1 kilowatt station aimed due south, so it's a tough catch in North America. It's reported, however, by Jim Evans in Tennessee, January 6th at 0502 UT, believed to be in Dutch with vocal music, a very poor signal. He wasn't even sure about the language. Also reported by Bob Wilkner in Florida, January 7th at 0500, and by Scott Barber in New Hampshire, January 9th, before and after 04 UT, with continuous ballads and pop music, poor to fair at best. He says, I've been hearing it fairly regularly, but it's hard to catch an ID. His neighbor in New Hampshire, Rick van Riel, says the big hint for me is when a Dutch language public service announcement is played, which seems to happen a few times per hour. Ron Howard in California has found a new time for the Holy Tibet program in English from PBS in Lhasa. It had been half an hour at 16:30, but now it starts at 15:30 UT, as heard January 10th on 4905. On Sundays, they play a program of traditional Tibetan songs and identifying each one in English. Heard the next day also at 15:30 with news items about Tibet, including a new non-smoking law in Lhasa. The other frequencies, some of them are 4920, 6110, and 6200. I've now certainly heard America's newest shortwave station, WTWW, on 9480, starting at 2055 UT, January 11th. An extremely strong signal, about 22 over 9, comparable to WWCR on 9980. The only thing is, they were just testing with an open carrier, no modulation. But I'm sure that's what I had since George McClinock told me they would be testing at that time. Their nighttime frequency should be testing soon, 5755, presumably with modulation, including IDs. Please note that ordinarily WTWW would not be on 9480 between 19 and 22 UT because of family radio via Germany. WTWW is scheduled before 19 and after 22 for 2 hours on that frequency, 9480. In the NASWA group, Kurt Phillips recommends the Raleigh James Show, now carried on WWCR Monday through Saturdays at 06 to 09 UT on 3215. He says she has one of the most eclectic shows around, a talk show, but she loves obscure oldies and features music frequently. She's one of the few national hosts who knows and likes Southern beach music. Her shows range from music to politics to UFOs. She's filled in on coast to coast, so she's accustomed to that range of topics. Also caters to long-haul truckers and topics of interest to them. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issue January 12th. A and K indices steady at 5 and 2 through February 8th. Solar flux declining from 90 January 13th and 14th to a low of 78 on the 21st and 22nd, and then rising slowly to 90 again by February 5th. That's World of Radio 1495, Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week.